Hit Breakfast with Gaundy and Maz. Maz off this morning. Jules Jarry from Weekend Breakfast is here filling in.
And if you heard me the last time I was on here, I was talking about how I was single and my like disastrous dating life. Well, guess what? I'm still single and it's still disastrous.
Can I ask, when was the last time you had a serious boyfriend? You've been dating for a while now, so...
Oh, about 3 years.
3 years ago?
Yeah, about okay. 3 years ago.
And do you like being in a relationship or do you like the dating life?
I like being in a relationship that's a good relationship.
Have you been in one of those before?
Yeah. Oh, look, looking back in hindsight, no.
Okay. So you're still yet to find it. You're hunting.
Yeah, I am. But I'm at that age where I'm also like, I know what I want. I know what I want in a guy. I know what I want out of a relationship. So
what is that?
I don't want to waste time.
What is it? What's like, give me three things you're looking for, you know, just tick the boxes.
Someone who can handle my emotions. Okay. Someone who is, I mean, being in the radio game as well too, we tend to move a lot. So I need someone who is also willing to, you know, pack up and go, you know, every couple of years. And I just want someone who is quite genuine and loves their mum.
Okay. So the unicorn is out there for you somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And I just haven't found them yet, especially with what happened on Wednesday night. Now, I don't know if you know this, but I'm off the dating apps. I don't do dating apps anymore. I approach guys.
Okay. How long have you been off those?
Since the start of the year on and off, but I've completely gone off even before the pandemic.
Yeah, like, interesting in COVID
I'm
times.
Done. Because you know what I realized is that I actually stopped approaching guys.
Oh, well, it's a lost skill. It really is. Like when I go out now with single friends, they do not know how to go and talk to someone.
Yeah.
And they don't need to. You can just turn to your phone and talk to 10 people ready to go. Yeah,
exactly. But, you know, so my, you know, method is now is if I see a guy and I think he looks all right, I'll go and talk to him and ask him out, which is what I did in the lead up to Wednesday night. Got talking with this guy and, you know, we exchanged our numbers and got talking. Organised to go out on a date and I thought I'd be a bit cheeky and I, this was in Sydney by the way, so I chose to go to Rockpool. Have you heard of the restaurant?
That's fancy,
Rockpool?
Isn't it?
It is a very bougie restaurant, right? Your steaks will set you back like anywhere from $90 to, you know, $280.
And that's a first
steak.
Is that a first date?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, may I not wasting time at all.
Okay. Straight to the top.
He organized it. He was like, yep, I'll book it in for Wednesday night, 7:30, Rockpool. I was like, sweet. I got there about 20 past seven. I was early, went to the bar, had a drink by myself to calm a little bit of the nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the waitress took me to the table and I sat there, got to about 10 to eight. He still hadn't arrived. So I sent him a quick text like, hey, is everything okay? You know, just waiting, didn't hear from him. Got to about 8:05. He finally sends me a text to say that he wasn't going to make it. And I get it. He lives on the, you know, Central Coast. So he was actually driving up. He owns his own business. I hope he's listening right now because I'm going to out you.
Here we go.
And I sat there and I thought, and the place is packed. There's couples, there's groups of people. No one's sitting on their own except for me. And the waitress comes over. She knows something's up. And I said to her, look, my partner's not coming. That's what I said.
Had she already been over to you to say, do you need anything? And so have they checked in? They check in a lot, don't they? And you're like, can you just leave me alone until the person gets here?
Mate, I'll tell you what, she was keeping those margaritas flowing.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, I'm sitting there. She walks over. I quietly whisper to her that my partner. He can't make it. And she's like, oh, okay. And as I was like getting ready to kind of, you know, get organized to leave, she's like, oh, so what else can I get you? What are you going to get? And I was like, actually, you know what? Why don't I treat myself? I've just been stood up. This is my inner dialogue, by the way.
Yep.
I've just been stood up. I've been looking at this menu. I've been, you know, studying the menu for about half an hour. I'm going to get the lobster. So I...
lobster for one, thanks.
Yeah. 650 grams, $155.
I thought you were going to say $655 for a second.
No.
I was like, whoa, Rockpool.
I still would have got it though.
Yeah.
But I got oysters. They matched the whiskey and the champagne and the like all the drinks to the food that I was eating.
Yep.
And I got enough for two people, let me tell you that much. Anyway, I finished my meal and the waitress comes over. She's, is there anything else I can get you? And I was like, no, that's fine. Just get me the bill. And she comes over.
So sad.
No, I know, but I treated myself. I actually had a really great time.
Yeah, I know, but she comes over with a little bill and she's had this sympathy for you all night, and you've sat there and had your fancy little meal by yourself. And
mate, I've opened the little black book up. You know how they have it in the little black book?
Yeah.
She slides it across the table. I open it up. $36.
What?
Right? I'm like, wait. I'm trying to add it all up in my head. I was like, wait, this should be about $300. She comes back over and I said, look, I don't know. I thought she was feeling sorry for me and she had like used all the tips that night or whatever to pay for my meal. And I said, look, I'll pay for it all. And she goes, no. Whoever made the booking had to pay $100 per head reservation fee. So $200 comes off your bill. Yeah. He made the booking. They charged him $200 and I got a 650-gram lobster with oysters for $36. Mate, I am winning.
You need to keep making those dates and hoping they don't show up.
That's why I'm saying to you, anyone who is dating on your first date, if you want to win no matter what, whether they stand you up on whatever, make sure they book at a really fancy restaurant where they have to make a reservation payment.
And what's his name?
Free meal, Barry.
Ah, Barry, your dog.